is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for November 9th, 2022. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. In a recent interview, Ozzy was asked if we can expect any new music from Black Sabbath. He said, no, not more Black Sabbath, but I wouldn't say no to do some more with Tony. Black Sabbath is a completely different music to what I'm into now. Ozzy went on to say, working with Tony Iommi on Degradation Rules, one of the collaborative tracks from Ozzy's latest solo album, Patient Number 9, was, quote, great. I mean, now you don't have to sit in a room. You can do it over the phone. That track would have been a great Black Sabbath track on the 13 album. I wasn't really in love with that album. Longtime Nazareth vocalist Dan McCafferty has passed away at the age of 76. The band's bass player, Pete Agnew, confirmed the news in a statement yesterday, saying, quote, Dan died at 12:40 today. This is the saddest announcement I ever had to make. Marianne and the family have lost a wonderful, loving husband and father. I have lost my best friend, and the world has lost one of the greatest singers who ever lived. There was no cause of death disclosed. And Jeff Cook, co-founder of the group Alabama, has passed away at the age of 73. According to a press release issued by his representatives, the iconic guitar player and Country Music Hall of Famer died on Monday in his home in Destin, Florida. While the exact cause of death is unknown, Cook long battled Parkinson's disease and was diagnosed with the condition back in 2012. 5 years later, he released a statement announcing his diagnosis and revealing that he was stepping back from touring with the band due to its effect. And a memorial service for the late Migos rapper Takeoff is set to take place this Friday, November 11th, at Atlanta's State Farm Arena. According to TMZ, the celebration of life will feature a performance from Justin Bieber, with whom Takeoff collaborated with What You See. The public memorial service is a ticketed event and is slated to begin at noon on Friday. A number of free tickets are available for Georgia residents only. With the announcement of the Sick New World Music Festival in Las Vegas on May 13th at the Las Vegas Festival Grounds, it also ushered in a new era for both Cold Chamber and Flyleaf. Cold Chamber's return has them taking the stage for the first time since 2016, having spent 5 years together at that point after originally splitting up in 2003. And Flyleaf are reuniting with their original singer, Lacey Sturm, who left the band back in 2012. Peter Gabriel's announced a tour of Europe, marking his first concerts since 2016 when he was out on the road with Sting. The dates kick off in Krakow, Poland on May 18th and wrap up in Dublin, Ireland on June 25th. And the set list will feature music from a new album called I.O. North American dates will follow, along with news on the album, according to Peter Gabriel's announcement. And Uriah Heep will release their 25th studio album called Chaos and Color coming up January 27th via Silver Lining Music. You can see the official music video for the first single, Save Me Tonight, on YouTube. And it looks like Dolly Parton is keeping her promise to release a rock album now that she's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Dolly Parton said in a recent interview that former Journey lead singer Steve Perry will appear as a guest on her upcoming rock album. The country legend said if she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, saying, quote, I'm not expecting that I'll get in, but if I do, I'll immediately next year have to go out and put a great rock and roll album out, which I've wanted to do for years, like a Linda Ronstadt or a Heart kind of thing. So this just may have been what God winked at me to go ahead and do. Dolly was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this past weekend and revealed some of the artists she's invited to collaborate on the album, including Steve Perry on a cover of Journey's Open Arms. Steve Perry posted on social media, if Dolly says it's true, then it must be true. Her voice is amazing. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. New full-length episodes of the Mistress Carrie podcast come out every Wednesday. Episode 127, featuring Edgar Winter, is available now.